Hello, my name is Chanel Moroney, and today I will be discussing the pros and cons of poaching. I will be including the opinions of people who are for and against it. I will be getting my information against poaching from the New York Times, and my information for poaching from The Guardian. The New York Times opinion piece called "We Can Stop the Poaching of Big Cats" states facts and opinions against poaching. Although this viewpoint is convincing in its ability to say why poaching is a disastrous thing for the animals and the environment, it does not offer any reasons for why people may engage in poaching. Maybe it's the only way families can make money to put food on the table and a shelter over their heads. AnimalMatters.org states that thousands of individuals are arrested for poaching in the United States each year. However, experts believe that only between 1 and 5% of poachers are caught. Approximately 180,000 pounds of bushmeat is smuggled into the United States undetected each year. Moving on to The Guardian's article, where I will discuss the reasons for why people do poach. The Guardian's piece, called "Who Would Want to Kill a Lion?", states that hunting even big game can be not only sustainable but beneficial for a species' survival. They call it the "if it pays, it stays" approach, meaning that by putting a momentary figure on animals, they become valuable and worthy of preservation. They say that if hunting and ranging is more lucrative than farming livestock and ecotourism, landowners are incentivized to buy more land, thereby conserving habitat and ensure species' long-term survival. It seems like the only benefit in this situation goes towards the humans and disregards the rights of the animals. It appears the hunters are making up any excuse they can to justify why they should hunt, when in reality it is destroying rare, beautiful and endangered animals. In my opinion, I believe that poaching is unacceptable, and I greatly disagree with the excuse of needing the money for food and shelter. Surely there are other options for people to earn money than for them to brutally kill an animal or leave one for dead. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Next week we'll be discussing the pros and cons of overweight mannequins and the opinions of those who have witnessed this new change.